Have you ever noticed that the sun rises in the east, the sun sets in the west, every day? Every day the sun comes up, and every day the sun eventually goes down again. Day follows night, night follows day. And have you ever noticed that you expect daylight to eventually come every morning and darkness to come with the night? We expect that with certainty, don't we? But have you also noticed that when you have habitually expected something, assumed or took for granted that a thing would happen, it happens over and over just as you expect, never any doubt and never entertaining that it would be any other way. So that's the way that it goes. Now what if in the same way that we expect the lights will go on when we flip the switch, we could expect, simply expect, to be happy? And what if in the same way that we take for granted the seasons will change, we took for granted our own personal success? What if? What if we just expected we'd have what we want? Imagine. Now consider that what we expect is what we set ourselves up to receive. I almost never, ever, ever lose anything. However, several years ago, I lost 4 very crisp $100 bills as I was working out at the gym. I was even more frustrated than I would have been because this happened at Christmas time, right in the middle of my holiday shopping. I searched high and low, and as I left the gym, I can recall that I mentioned to the manager that if anyone should find 4 crisp $100 bills, please just give me a call. A week went by, and I received the call informing me that someone had found those hundreds, returned them to the manager, and I went to pick them up, and just in time for Christmas. I expected to get my money back, and I did. Many months ago, I was visiting a friend who lives in New Hampshire. I realized as I was getting ready to travel back to New York that I had lost my favorite black cardigan. I love that black cardigan. I had had it for years. I retraced my steps back to all the shops and the restaurants that we had visited over the course of my stay, and no black cardigan. A few days after I returned home, I remembered that I had ridden a bus during my stay. I called the bus company, and the person who answered the phone was holding my black cardigan at her desk. She put it in an envelope, and 2 days later, I was wearing it again. I expected to get my sweater back, and I did. Several weeks ago, my husband and daughter and I took a trip down to South Beach. We changed hotel rooms our first day there, and it dawned on me a few days later that I left my gold chain with its 3 beautiful gold crosses hanging on the closet door of the first room that we were in. Now, irritated at myself for forgetting my chain, I phoned hotel housekeeping and asked them if they had it, and they assured me that they did not. Each time that we would return to the hotel at the end of the day, I would ask if my chain had been found, and each time the answer was no. On our last day, we returned to our room to find an envelope waiting on the desk. The envelope contained my gold chain with a very nice note from the general manager letting me know that they had found my chain and in a very unlikely place. I expected to get my necklace back, and I did. Now, just a few days ago, I, uncharacteristically, invested in a monthly Metro Pass to ride the subway train. You pay more in advance, but you save in the long run as a result. Now, as I reached in my back pocket to grab my new and barely used Metro Pass, I realized it was gone. I had just put it in my pocket as I left home, said that it would be easy to grab, and it was gone. Now, I was sure that it must have slipped out of my pocket and onto the busy streets as I walked from home to the train, so I walked back up the subway stairs and back onto the streets, heading back in the direction toward home. About a block away, and in the middle of a crowded street, I looked down and spotted my Metro Pass, rushed back to the train, and I was able to still make my train. I expected to get my subway pass back, and I did. What you expect is what you're setting yourself up to receive. I almost never ever lose anything. However, when I do, I always expect to get it back, and I always do. I take it for granted, like the stars hanging in the sky, that the things that I lose will always find their way back to me. You see, expecting that my things will be found or returned when I lose or misplace them is not even something that I have to think too much about. I just know that it will happen. I expect. And so it goes. The conversations that I have, the actions that I take, the way that I'm being aligns with and therefore allows for that which I'm expecting. I just kind of know that it will be that way. And you? What if you expected to win, like I expect to get back the things that I lose, And what if you just took for granted that you could be overwhelmingly happy, successful, and expressed, like turning on the faucet and expecting that the water will run? Your reality, whether you realize it or not, is often a direct result of what you're expecting to happen. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, your feelings are all connected to what it is that you expect. Like a magnet, you attract your reality to you by attracting what you need in order to fulfill on what it is that you're expecting. As you feed and indulge in your expectations in life, for bad or for good, for better or worse, life will unfold in ways that support that expectation. Imagine. And aren't there certain people that you expect certain things from, good or bad, and they never seem to let you down? And aren't there certain days that you expect to feel a certain way, Monday morning, Friday night, and you end up in that exact particular frame of mind? Don't you make requests that you expect to be accepted or extend invitations that you expect will be rejected, and aren't you almost always right? What you expect is what you're setting yourself up to receive. Expecting something increases the likelihood that it will happen, so be careful, be very careful that you empower yourself to expect what you want. Then be empowered by whatever it is you expect. When you're empowered by your expectations, you are free, aligned, and moving with purpose to make it happen. People that you don't expect to support you will just show up. Events that you would never have dreamed of will occur. And resources that were beyond your grasp will suddenly become available to you. So stop expecting to get what you don't want and resolve your personal doubts, because like it or not, believe it or not, you set yourself up to have your expectations be fulfilled. Today, ground your expectations in a healthy, optimistic view of yourself, your life, and what's possible for you. Expect with certainty, and then notice your thoughts, conversations, your feelings, and actions line up with what you expect. Today, just as the sun will rise and the birds will fly, just as the fish will swim and nighttime will fall, expect to win, and then watch it all come together. Today, expect that what is lost will be found and what is broken can be fixed. Expect the people to show up and the resources to suddenly become available. The events will unfold today because you've empowered yourself to expect what you want. Attract what it is that you need and indulge yourself in the idea that today is the day of your greatest expectation fulfilled.